Hachette Audio presents Covert City, The Cold War and the Making of Miami. Written by Vince Houghton and Eric Driggs. Read by Eric Driggs, with a prologue read by Vince Houghton.
Prologue by Vince Houghton. I lived in Miami continuously from 1978 until I left for college in the fall of 1994. After that, I lived in Miami off and on for the next decade, for a time after I got out of the Army, and then again before I left for grad school. Even during the years I spent elsewhere, I always worked my way back to Miami multiple times a year, certainly for the major holidays, but also random visits to see my parents and my friends. If my memory serves, in the 2+ decades after I left for college, I missed Thanksgiving in Miami only twice, during basic training in 1997 and when I was deployed to the Balkans in 1998. Every other year, I dutifully braved the insanity of holiday travel stupidity and schlepped southward. I kept traveling every year until 2016. I had traveled a lot that year, far more than normal. This included a trip the week before Thanksgiving. I'd had enough of airports and living out of a suitcase. After all, what could possibly happen that would make it worth yet another day of packing, another fruitless search for convenient airport parking, another security line, another flight? Fidel Castro died the day after Thanksgiving, 2016. I had two immediate feelings when I first heard the news. One, a sense of severe disappointment. I was going to miss the greatest party in the history of Miami. The feeling of FOMO was overwhelming. And two, an acute sense of fear. Would all my Cuban friends and their families be leaving now to reclaim their lost property? The beard was dead. I had been told since I was little that once Fidel was gone, Cuba could be free. Cuba would be free. To this day, I'm still annoyed I missed the celebration of Castro's death. I might never get over this. But the fear of a mass exodus of the Cuban community from Miami was quickly forgotten. Although Fidel Castro was dead, the Cuban government and its repressive policies remained. During his long life, Fidel had successfully entrenched within the Cuban regime his ideological mix of Marxism-Leninism, authoritarianism, and nationalism, with a dash of egomaniacal narcissism. His death changed nothing. Years earlier, Fidel had ceded power to his brother Raul, who promised some reform, but delivered very little.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?